This is part one of a previously recorded two-part Live and Local interview. It's time for another edition of Live and Local. From the studios at 33rd and Bird, I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. Thank you for joining me today. Juvenile diabetes, very serious and sometimes a very sad disease. It affects the youngest of children, and it is type 1 diabetes, which means it has to be treated lifelong. But there is research going on. The Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation is hard at work, and they've got an event coming up where you might be able to help. The JDRF Nebraska Iowa chapter has a walk coming up on Sunday, October 10th at Mahoney State Park, and the chair people for this walk are Jenny and Jared Hensley, and I welcome them both to Live and Local.
Thank you.
How about you, Jared?
Good morning, Mike. How are you today?
Oh, doing fine. Just wanted to make sure you're still there. Juvenile diabetes, how does this happen? Is this a parent's fault?
Not at all. Type 1 diabetes is an autoimmune disease where your immune system attacks the beta cells which produce insulin, and those lose the ability to produce insulin then. So there's it's not anything to do with diet or lifestyle at all.
My understanding is that juvenile diabetes has touched your lives as well. Would you like to talk about that?
Sure. My daughter, Ruby, was diagnosed in November of 2018 with type 1. We've been directly affected by it for a few years now.
What does that mean with respect to how it changes your lives? What do you have to do differently with a youth who has type 1 diabetes?
Well, you know, you have to treat for every carb that she takes in. The body needs insulin in order to process carbs that come from foods. And so she has to be dosed correctly for every carb that she brings in as part of her diet.
Jenny, so how old was Ruby when she acquired or her body began attacking this? How old was she?
So she was 9 years old, and she is 12 now.
But before that, absolutely nothing different. Just a little girl. Whether she was eating dirt from the ground or Twinkies with friends, it just didn't matter, right?
That's right. Yep, it kind of just came out of nowhere.
So at nine, at least you're able to chat with the child and do some sense of reasoning behind, you know, behaviors to keep her safe, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep. So she felt pretty bad when she was diagnosed. She was in, her muscles hurt. She was very tired. And kind of her diagnosis and being in the hospital was just a really rapid fire bit of information and insulin coming at her. And she quickly felt better. So she was pretty on board with doing whatever she needed to do to feel good again.
Sure. Mm-hmm. You went through a process where she was diagnosed with diabetes, and then you deal with that as a family. And at some point, then you were able to get this insulin pump and this glucose monitor and everything. Can you explain maybe the sense of relief did one level of worry go away when you got these automated tools?
Absolutely. You know, we got a lot of more peace of mind being able to see your blood sugar. So when you first start off with type 1 and we brought her home, it's almost like bringing a baby home from the hospital, you know, because you have all these new processes that you're going through. You're waking up in the middle of the night to check and make sure her blood sugar is okay, which before the CGM, the glucose monitor, before that meant a finger poke. You had to poke her, get a little bit of blood, and let the little glucose reader tell you what her blood sugar was. And we had to do that every 3 hours throughout the night. So sleepless nights, lots of finger pokes, and that sort of stuff. But being able to look at your phone from bed and see where she's at in the middle of the night, and knowing that there were alarms that were going to go off from the glucose monitor if she was at a dangerous level, either high or low, that absolutely gives us more peace of mind.
Oh, that's fantastic. What has JDRF done for you guys? I mean, I understand why you're involved. What does the organization do for parents and for the children?
Well, first of all, it's an incredible support network for parents with children of type 1. You know, we have a lot of supplies that we need to have on hand, and sometimes, you know, the insurance cycle doesn't quite align with some of the things that we need. And so, you know, you can kind of network with people within the group and, hey, can I have a transmitter for the glucose monitor? Can I borrow that until mine comes in, and things like that. And additionally, I'm extremely excited by what JDRF does as far as funding research for things from detection to prevention to treatments and ways to manage your child's health. All that stuff that JDRF funds through things like the walk.
Join me tomorrow at 7:45 a.m. and 3:44 p.m. for the conclusion of this live and local interview.